This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Welcome to Triple Captain. This week we have a very, very early Christmas present. We don't have to endure Luke Jurdy's weekly poem. He's not here, he's away doing some last minute shooting. So it's just me, Rich, and we got producer Ben, background Ben. And we've got a special guest today. We've got Jordan North of Radio 1 and Help I Sexed My Boss. How you doing, mate?
Hey, thanks for having us. Probably going to be the worst guest you've ever had on because I don't do FPL.
Yeah, that could be an issue. But you're a football man, so...
Yeah, and, you know, I love my football. It's no secret who I support. Probably mention them every 10 minutes when I'm on the radio. And I love my Sundays when Super Sunday's on and what have you. So, but the reason why I don't do FPL is I did it a few years ago. I'm one of them that always misses the deadline. And I was rubbish at it.
Was so bad. Did you do it last year, yeah?
No, I hadn't done it for a good few years, if I'm honest.
No.
It's the same with FIFA as well. Like, everyone's like, oh, you love your footy. And I'm rubbish at FIFA as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you just need to get into it. I think the best thing to do is just throw yourself in. I mean, this year, I've really paid attention to it because of this. But last year, I was like, you missing like the deadline and that sort of thing. Gave up in like February because it was just, you know, I wasn't going to win anything. But this just kind of like keeps you going, so.
Do you know what? I think it does. And it's one of them, when I get into something, I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's watching UFO videos on YouTube at 2 a.m, like, I super get into stuff.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing, probably why I don't do it, because I can't do anything half-assed.
Yeah. If you're going to do something, you might as well do it well.
Got to do it really well.
Yeah, exactly.
But it has caused some problems in relationships. Like, there's a lot of time been spent on it this year when I should have been definitely doing other things, like, you know, making sure that the kids have got breakfast or, you know, it does just take up so much of you. Like, Rich sent a video, which you were doing Radio X last night.
Yeah, and on your
one screen, you've got the radio station. On the other computer screen, you've got your FPL team. Like, it takes over every aspect of your life.
It's just there and there looking for some inspiration to who I think is going to perform at the weekend. Just have it on in the corner of my eye if I'm going to make a late change.
You see, that's the thing. That's another good excuse for me why I don't do it. It's because I'm so busy at the moment. So getting time.
Yeah, I couldn't believe you managed to squeeze you in, because when I messaged you yesterday saying, are you still on for this? You were like, oh my God, I've got so much Christmas things to be doing, which I think a lot of people are going to be doing, because it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And it's like a rush for absolutely everyone, so thanks very much.
Don't worry, I was, you know, I'd be more than happy to come on, but yeah, it's maybe somewhere, if I come on today, hopefully next season, I might start an FPL team.
All right, there you go. This is hopefully inspire to get onto it every season from now on.
We'll set a little reminder in our calendars to drop you a message, being like, right, FPL's coming back, get on it.
Yeah, I know, like, my brother, he's really into it, and he sets a reminder every week, and he spends an hour or two every week on it, and he's pretty strict with it. I've got a mate who's really good at it. He's obsessed with it. In fact, he wanted me to tell you today, he once came 600th in the world.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Out of 7 million players, that's pretty great.
He showed me the screenshot as well.
Yeah, and I mean, our selling point is that Luke finished in the top 10,000, so...
You know what, speaking of Luke, before we get into the main body of today's podcast, can we just kind of confirm that, you know, when he said he's shooting today, it makes him sound like a country gent. He's not, you know, nothing bad is going on here, he's not killing any animals with a load of conservatives. No, he's an actor, isn't he?
I think he's just doing some last minute shopping.
Hang on,
exactly, he's got his fiancée.
Buying us our presents.
It wasn't 600th in the world, it was 844. And it was the 2010-11 season.
Oh, that was ages ago. There's probably about 30 players playing them anyway, so...
But he wanted me to mention it to
him. All right, okay. Well, maybe we can get him on one week.
He'd be good at it. Oh, he'd love it.
Yeah. So we do have a voice note from Luke, though, don't we?
Yeah, I haven't actually listened to it, though, have you?
I've listened to it. He's just telling us how his week's gone.
Okay, well, through the magical world of editing, it's about to play... now.
Yes, boys, hello. Sorry I can't be there again today. It's the second one I've missed out on. I'm gutted. I've been called into work last minute to shoot some scenes, so unfortunately I can't be with you. I do apologize. I got 49 points this week, up a very small green arrow to 64,000. I think I'm 11 points behind Rich now. So it's all going well going into the Christmas break. I've got Son, so I probably need to get rid of him, as he's suspended till the 11th of January. Somebody wanted Christmas with their family. So I'm thinking of probably doing a straight swap for Dele Alli, or maybe even Lucas Moura, because Spurs' fixtures are fantastic. But I need to have a bit more of a think about that. So good luck, everybody, for Christmas. Have a great time. Lots of love.
It sounds like Luke's had the same kind of week to a lot of people out there. Just let down by the one and only Son, who I decided to captain this week. And because he got minus one and he's my captain, he doubles his minus points to minus two, which is kind of a kick in the teeth, which is sort of what he gave Rudiger. Yeah, kind of disappointed in Son. I only got 44 overall and I've gone down a little bit in the rankings. But yeah, just a bit of a letdown of a week, really, because of that. Vardy got me a goal. Ings got me a couple of goals. But other than that, just nothing really across the board. So, yeah, a bit of a disappointing week, really. How did you get on?
You know what? I had a great Saturday and then a terrible Sunday. So I got 55 points overall. Average was 38 this week. So I've got lots of green arrows. Up to 359,423 overall.
Working your way up.
Is, you know, getting there slowly. But yeah, I had a brilliant day on Saturday with my goalkeeper getting an assist, the mighty Dean Henderson from Sheffield.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 12 points. We were literally talking a few weeks ago about how goalkeepers are boring transfers. And then actually Dino comes in and scores me massive 12 points. So I was chuffed with that. We're going to upgrade Sir Johnny Lundstrom to Lord Lundstrom, I think, today.
Rolls better. He's just... Done it.
Oh, Lord Lundstrom is just performing time after time.
On our New Year's honours list.
Exactly that. But yeah, Danny Ings got me a massive 13 points. He's just on fire, isn't he? Unfortunately, it was against the mighty Aston Villa, but yeah. Okay.
How many Villa players did you have in your team?
I had, well, one on the bench and then I had one start. So I had Douglas Luiz starting.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you went triple Villa in the end.
No, I didn't. I bottled that because I did think, well, like Aston Villa, I just knew that they were going to bottle it. You know, I don't know what it's like supporting Burnley, Jordan, but supporting a team like Villa when, you know, you have your moments of glory and then years and years of just horrible pain and games where you're watching it and going, how the hell are we losing 3-0 to Southampton right now?
Yeah, and you think you draw against us at home as well. You should be beating teams like Southampton. And,
I know.
And what's your run-up to Christmas like? What's your fixtures like?
So, Villa actually don't have awful fixtures now over the Christmas period. Having said that, I was saying that when it started with Southampton. But in terms of Aston Villa, so we've got Norwich on Boxing Day at Villa Park.
Tough game now.
That's got to be 3 points, hasn't it, for you?
We've got to now. Especially after teams like Watford beating United yesterday. The relegation zone is probably more exciting than the top four places at the moment.
Yeah. Mate, Everton are going to get relegated with Carlo Ancelotti in charge. It's going to be an absolute first for him.
But yeah, then Villa, we have actually got Burnley on New Year's Day, Jordan.
That's
at
right.
Burnley.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I'm not looking forward to that one.
The Battle of the Claret and Blue.
That's it. But I mean, yeah, in terms of my team, then, you know, I had a really great Saturday, 49 points. And then on Sunday, Harry Kane and Dele Alli, who obviously lost to Chelsea, both got 2 points each for me because I put the captain's armband on Alli, which was useless. And then I took a gamble on United a few weeks ago. I bought in Martial and I bought in Lindelof. Since then, Lindelof has scored an own goal, got yellow carded in that game, and then got me 1 point yesterday. So they are both United. My United experiment is over.
Yeah.
I do not trust them. My God, how did they lose to Watford?
I think we just have to steer clear for any of any United players. Steer clear of Everton players as well. Just these teams who are like so unpredictable. You just can't rely on them. I'd rather take a punt on like a Norwich player than an Everton or a United player because, you know, when they deliver, it's nice that they deliver. Whereas Manchester United, you expect them to deliver all the time and they never actually seem to do so.
So they're really messing up the fantasy league then.
Yeah, Rashford seems to have dropped out of a bit of form this week. Didn't get his goal, did he? And Martial's not scored in a while.
Martial looks like he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's up with United, isn't it? I just don't know what it is.
They beat City, didn't they?
They beat City and then they lose the bottom of the table. Watford, who haven't even got double figures in points yet. It's just can't predict this season. It's just painful. Maybe just wait till next season begins and then hopefully it's a bit more regular. But yeah, do you not have Barnes in your team anymore then, Ben?
No, and in fact, I want to come on to Barnes because we're talking about naughty and nice lists today, aren't we?
Yes.
Looking at the season so far, who's on our naughty list, who's on our nice list?
He's always on the naughty list. Did you have Son in your team?
No, Rich had Son. Ali and Kane.
So, because if I did have fantasy football.
Yeah. But this is your fantasy football team.
Yeah, I would have had Son in as well, but that would have messed it up, obviously, because he got red carded.
My mate
did mention when I spoke to him last night, he had Son in as well, and my cousin, he also had him in as well.
Yeah, I think it's like 20% owned or something like that. He's quite heavily owned. He scores regularly for Spurs. He's a quality footballer.
If you see that goal he scored against Burnley a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, where he just legged it for the whole team.
Yeah, he absolutely tore us apart, he did.
Oh, my God.
I went down for a pint after that.
Oh, yeah, but you did, Jesus. But just going back to Ashley Barnes, he's Ben's Well, actually, we'll come on to this in a minute.
Yeah, right. We'll come on to it.
Yeah, okay. So just to preview what we've got coming up on this episode, because it's Christmas, we're going to go through our FPL naughty and nice list.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're just going to preview the fixtures coming into the end of 2019.
Okay.
And get a few of your predictions for the results, if you will, and maybe potential goal scorers as well. Ooh. So there's not a lot of weight on your shoulders, but you know, we'd like to get a prediction off you if we can, please, Jordan.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at Triple Captain 3.
Okay, should we jump into the naughty and nice list of FPL 2019 so far?
Go on then, let's start with Ashley Barnes.
I mean, the tone
Jordan,
his voice.
As a Burnley fan, are you massively disappointed in him this season?
No, we love him. He's just a nuisance to play against.
Yeah, he's done well though. I think, like, on paper, he's done well. But I think it's because Ben brought him in when he just started getting onto a bit of form.
Yeah,
and then he'd lose his form.
Yeah,
so then he'd take him out, and then he'd find some form once again as soon as Ben took him out.
Well, him and Chris Wood, if one of them ain't scoring, the other is. So it's
exactly.
Well, yeah. That's it. I think, you know, looking at, because he started off so well this year. He got 3-0. Against Southampton was your opening game of the season.
Big result.
And Barnes picked up 13 points. Then his next game, Arsenal 2-1, you lost, but he still got 5 points. The draw with Wolves, he got 7 points. Since then, and there's been a lot of games since then, 2-2-2-1, 2-0-2-1. Then he kind of, that's when I had him in. Yeah. Where he just did absolutely nothing. And Chris Wood just seems to be picking up Burnley's goals instead. I don't know. I can't believe that. Obviously, I don't watch the games as you do. I watch the highlights on Match of the Day. I don't watch every Burnley game unless they're playing the Villa. But from a fantasy football perspective, Barnes is well and truly on the naughty list. Because even in the last few weeks, 1 point, 2 points, no points when you got, unfortunately, battered by Spurs. 1 point against Man City. God, you've had a couple of rough weeks, haven't you?
Did any Burnley players get any points against Spurs?
Doubt it. Jesus. Yeah, tough one there. It's quite nice to see, because usually every year Everton ruin my Christmas. But it seems to me as if it's been Burnley's time this year to get their fans' Christmas ruined via their results.
We're unpredictable. You're talking about unpredictable teams. So, we've won our last two games, but before that we lost our last three. So
yeah, it's just bizarre. Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? But I mean,
it's very Burnley.
Yeah, I mean, it must be like a strange... Are you from Burnley?
Yeah, originally, yeah.
Because I've never met a Burnley fan who isn't from Burnley.
Yeah.
Do they exist?
Yeah. No, it's kind of weird because... See, I'm from Burnley, but my dad were in the army, so I moved around.
Oh, right, okay.
So we moved around the country a lot.
Yeah.
And then we moved back to Lancashire when I was about 14, 15, so I don't have, like, the strongest Burnley accent, believe it or not.
Right.
Because I went to school in Preston. Which was another story, going to school with Preston.
Oh, no.
But now you're starting to see people on the games that aren't actually from Burnley, and it's weird, yeah, because I was at Spurs and they've got alongside a London Clarets team, they're called, or London Longside or something like that.
Yeah.
And they, a few of them lads are from London, so they're singing all these Burnley songs in Cockney accents, and it's all weird.
I can't imagine.
Because we're in the Prem now, and the dad's from Burnley, and that kind of thing, so it usually comes back to it. But yeah, most people, there's like a saying in Burnley as well, like, you never really see kids playing footy in United or Liverpool tops.
Yeah.
People don't realise how small of a town it is.
Yeah, so it's amazing, really, that they've had such a successful...
Yeah,
football club, and they're still in the Premier League.
We've
now
always punched above our weight. It's a town, I think the population's 85,000-90,000.
Yeah,
so you're joking.
Yeah, people don't realise this, like, how small the town is. So you've got towns like Stockport, Oldham, I think even like Crawley Town or something like that, have all got bigger populations than Burnley.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm ranting off about it.
How do you feel about your next three fixtures? So you got Everton on Boxing Day at Goodison. Then Man United, I mean, surely that's got to be a win, isn't it, at home. Then Villa. Then it starts to get a bit tough from the new year, where it's Chelsea, Leicester, Man United, Arsenal. How do you feel about kind of, but should we be looking at Burnley players to bring into our FPL teams?
Possibly. I mean, the only thing I will say, though, and anyone else that's listening has got an FPL team, we are usually very bad at Christmas. So I'm...
oh, yeah, really?
It's just
that we beat us last year, like... 5-1, yeah, was it, well, or something like that?
Everton beat us last year on Boxing Day at home, that's when I thought we were down. Everyone was just like, we're down.
Oh, yeah, because you had a European season last year, didn't you? And that throws you.
When you beat us last season at Turf, I was just like, yeah, we're down. So I will say, yes, there are some good fixtures, and I'd love to get 4 points from them, 3 games, but we do, we're notorious for being bad at Christmas. There's a little in-joke between old fans, they're like, all I want for Christmas is 6 points, because we never get out. So, at your own risk, is what I say.
Is there any player in particular who you think, if you had to have one player in your fantasy FPL team from Burnley, who would you pick? Is there anyone who stands out? Obviously, Tarkowski.
I love him. Well. I think he's a fantastic player.
Tarkowski's great.
I saw a great interview with him on Soccer AM. He seems like a real top bloke as well.
Yeah, do you know, they all are. I've been lucky enough to meet the squad a few times now, and there's just something about them where they're all really down to earth, and I think what they call Deitch players. But everyone goes on about Tarks. And obviously, Nick Pope's doing all right in goal as well. But he's probably a bit...
a lot of people have got him.
Yeah. So Pope would be a good shout. Ashley Westwood in midfield. He's a diamond for us. He's assist.
Villa legend.
Yes, Villa legend. the past, I think, the 2 games that we lost, he was injured. And he's been back for 4 games. And every game that he's been in, we've won or something. It's a stupid stat like that. But for me, an unsung hero... And I'd like to know how we do in the FPL. Is Ben Mee, our captain?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look. His stats.
He's one of those players. Last season, I remember, because I get given loads and loads of statistics from doing Premier League commentaries. He was like one of four outfield players to play every minute in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Last season, and I think the other one was another Burnley player. I think was it Cork?
Yeah,
played every minute.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Premier League. So if you just want like a reliable player who's going to get you, you know, a decent return every week, Ben Mee is probably one of them. But Tarkowski again, he's played 90 minutes in every game this season so far. Yeah. So that's the thing that Burnley's successful, really, isn't it? It's just having, you know, the consistency in the same team week in, week out.
But I mean, I don't FPL. Yeah, I don't know how he is, but I think he's massively underrated anyway in the Premier League. He's he just cleans up. He's made a couple of mistakes this season, but. Yeah, and he's probably my favourite Burnley player as well. I think he's a bit underrated.
He's only 0.9% selected in the game, whereas Tarkowski is 4.3. But actually, you know, he's on 50 points for 5 million. He's on 50 points. If you're looking at the other Burnley defenders, Peters is at 4.5 million, 42 points. Bardsley, 24 points. Yeah, you know, so he's pretty good value, me. So it's not a bad shout at all.
I mean, when Everton signed Michael Keane, I was like, I think we've signed the wrong centre-back here.
Well, as a lot of people said that, and Keane's great, and I still want him to do really well. I don't think he started, did he, this weekend?
He's been dropped the last few weeks, for Holgate.
I heard he got dropped, but he was brilliant for us, but him and Ben Mee had a great partnership
at the back.
And I think kind of Ben Mee got the best out of him, as he does with Tarks. At the back.
I think he's just a good captain, isn't he? Yeah, he just commands. So he's definitely one you want on your pitch.
He's a great player.
Yeah. He's
on the good list.
Yes.
He's on the nice list. Yeah. So we're sticking Ben Mee on the nice list. Okay, let's go to one from the naughty list. Heung-min Son. Not a big fan. Everyone always treats Son as if he's like God's gift to the earth, but he's got 3 red cards. In 2019, he had the red card against Everton. It was accidental in the injury to Gomez, but it's a red card nonetheless. And then we saw like the malicious side to him against Chelsea yesterday. Is he just a dirty, horrible player, or am I giving him a bit too much criticism there? Do you reckon?
What do you think, Jordan?
I just think he's not very well disciplined. That's all. He's not a dirty player. It's just
loses his head a little.
Yeah, I think he is. I think that's his problem. So if you've got him in your team, but then you can go on and have 2 or 3 games where, like you said, people worship the ground he's on and he's absolutely loved. But yeah, I think it's just more ill-disciplined, isn't it, than him being dirty.
How old is he?
27, something like that. I think he's coming to like his peak, if you will.
Yeah, 27, because he's not a young lad, is he? Like, in terms of that, he should probably... Like, Jack Grealish is the example I always use. He's real aggy, and he used to be terrible. And I can understand why every other Premier League team just hates Jack Grealish, and we all love him.
Yeah.
Because he is just that aggy guy who just starts by... But he has controlled himself, and it's made him a much better footballer now. Surely Son, at the age of 27 years old, like, he shouldn't be getting... red cards for disciplinary things, should he?
It's just one of those though. It's the same with Duncan Ferguson. Like, he was an absolute maniac on the field, but in person, when he's not playing football, he's quite a nice gentry bloke. Well, maybe not gentry, but you know, he's a chatty fella who you can have a nice conversation with, and it seems like a dead smiley, happy Scottish bloke. But
same way, I think you could say that about Troy Deeney as well. Like you said with Grealish, Watford fans love him. He is horrible to play against. Yeah. Even yesterday, he was giving United, you know, he was being a handful. And I don't think he's got a bad discipline record. I don't think he's got many red cards.
Really, not in his more recent years. Yeah. Anyway,
he's a nuisance on the pitch, but I don't think he gets sent off.
No, not at all.
I mean, do you think, going back to Son, do we think is he going to come good in the second half of the season? Is he going to control himself and actually start scoring some decent points? Because you can't have him in at the moment, can you? He's too much of a liability.
Well, is he suspended for 3 games now? So yeah. you've got to get him out. And it's so annoying because I've already made my transfers this week. I'm such a bloody idiot. And I've already brought in Salah for Sterling. And now Son's suspended and Rico is also suspended. So I've kind of jumped the gun a little bit there and I've been punished for it. But yeah, Son still has had a good season. I mean, he's on 89 points overall. It's just this week he's got minus one, whereas 3 out of the 5 weeks previous to that, he got double figures. So he's still very valuable to have. And he's on the naughty list only because of what he's done this weekend, to be honest. Even the game where he got sent off against Everton, he still managed to score positive points. So, you know, he's on the naughty list just because I'm a bit of a man.
How many more have you got for the naughty list? Because I've got one more, but it's quite a big one.
Go on, go with your naughty list.
Jordan, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the entire Manchester United squad from top to bottom, from Ole all the way down to the man who cleans the boots. What do you think about Man United and what on earth is going on with them?
I don't like we said before, you know, they got that result against City, didn't they? When was that, a few weeks ago now?
Yeah, yeah.
And then to lose against Watford, they just, I don't know why you'd want to put any of their players in your team.
And they drew against us as well. And like, we don't have a manager.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and they just don't seem to be able to deliver like anywhere off the field in terms of transfers or on the pitch in terms of winning matches.
I was listening to I think it was 606 on Sunday yesterday, and they were asking Ollie in or Ollie out, and it was pretty much 50-50 with the calls.
Really?
And a lot was like, no, we keep Ollie in, and a lot seemed to be blaming the board and the chief executive?
Yeah, Ed Woodward.
Lot of fans seem to be saying he's not right for the club, it's not the way we do things since he's been here. We've not been great under his leadership.
Yeah,
but they've spent money.
Yeah, it's strange because they've still got Sir Alex like on the board in like a director's role. And you think he would have a considerable say in like the transfers and that sort of thing. Obviously, he's getting on a bit and he's had his health issues, Sir Alex. But you'd still like to think he has a significant input in the club. But given by the like transfer history of over the past few seasons, it's hard to imagine. Like, they signed Fred for like 50 million or something like
that. That's what I mean. They've had money, but I think that proves. And I think that's why they wanted Ollie in, because he's Solskjaer's, you know, he gets the club and he gets the culture. And you hear this all the time, the culture.
I think
that's what it is. And he's trying to change that at the moment back to what it was.
You know what? For me, I took a little gamble on United. I looked at their fixtures and they have got some decent fixtures. Well, technically, again, like, you know, they should have beaten Watford. Like, nobody had, you know,
on
you
paper
can't
to
predict
win.
That. Yeah, of course they're going to beat Watford. But obviously they didn't. In terms of their other fixtures they've got coming up, Boxing Day they've got Newcastle at Old Trafford. You're looking at that now and going, actually, can you see Newcastle putting a few past them potentially? Then they've got Burnley away on the 28th. Then they're playing Arsenal at Arsenal on New Year's Day. Then Norwich, Liverpool, Burnley again. I mean, you know, I looked at them thinking there were some decent fixtures there. Newcastle, Burnley, Arsenal, Norwich. But actually, are they going to lose all of them?
But they turned it on against Manchester City, so they can play well. It's just too much of an anomaly this season, Manchester United, invest in, I think.
I'm looking at the result. You know, they drew with Liverpool, drew with Arsenal. And then they get beat by West Ham.
Yeah, who just can't beat anybody. It's outrageous.
And Palace and Watford as well have all beaten. So
I think with United, I don't know if you guys agree with this, but what you're saying about Ole and attitudes and everything else, the fact that Paul Pogba won't play for them, he's been injured apparently. He was on the bench, wasn't he, for him?
Yeah,
at the weekend.
Came on and looked good actually. Yeah,
was he seen at a wedding or something as well? Was a
yeah, It sounds like he's been... Well, the rumours are that he hasn't been that injured and he just didn't necessarily want to play for them. Martial's on the pitch and he looks like he's not interested at all. Do they turn up for the games that the players care about? So they're kind of historical games that, you know, when they're playing Liverpool, they want to turn up because history says... When they're playing Man City, because it's the Manchester derby, they want to turn up. And when they've got the desire to play, they will actually play quite decently. Like, the counter-attacking football they were playing against Man City... as we said in this podcast, was brilliant. They were flying up those wings. Everyone wanted it. They're losing games where they don't care. Like, is there just a lack of general...
This is...
Do they not want to do it in United? Is that the problem?
This is the difference between why Klopp is a world-class manager and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer isn't a world-class manager. Because Klopp can get his team up for absolutely any game. Like, they've just gone to Qatar to play in some pointless competition. And
says the Everton fan.
Yeah, to play in this pointless competition. But, you know, they've come away and won every game and won the competition. Whereas if United would go out there, it'd be like, oh, we've got to go out to Qatar, that sort of thing. And they wouldn't get them up for it. The same if they were playing Watford at home. Man United wouldn't be up for it because it's our bottom of the table, Watford. We'll just roll them over. Whereas Klopp would just instill it in the Liverpool players that this team are a threat and, you know, there's no easy game in the Premier League.
Join the Triple Captain Mini League. League code JLM166.
All right, quickly, should we go through some positives? Who's on the nice list?
Yeah.
I guess some people that might be on the nice list?
Yeah, go for it.
But like I said, so I've not made it clear that I haven't got a fantasy team, but would De Bruyne be on there?
He would definitely be on there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, he was so cheap at the start of the season because he was injured for a lot of last season. So his value went down. But I brought him in because I remember the season before, he just was easily like the best midfielder in the league. So I just had to bring him in and he's just gone up in value and scored so many points and so many goals this season.
I can imagine he'd be... What about Vardy? Would Vardy be on there?
Vardy, definitely there. He's top
Vardy's currently
the
angel on the top of my tree. Yeah,
right.
He's that high.
See,
that's how well he's...
I reckon I'd be all right if I did
I'm saying
you
would.
I can't wait to have you in our league next year.
Trying to think who else. Kane. Would Kane be on there?
You know, no. Kane's been
doing so well.
Yeah, he's only getting Satoumas in his stocking this year for Christmas. He's not scored enough. I think just Tottenham in general haven't been good enough, really. I don't think I'd have any Spurs players on the nice list this season. Ali's came into a bit of form, but...
Gone off the boil again.
Yeah, he's still not had the greatest of seasons.
In my wild card, I bought in Kane and I bought in Dele Alli, and they both really, really disappointed me. Apart from, unfortunately, against Burnley, where the Spurs had a big game. That's the only time that Harry Kane scored double figures since the first game of the season.
And he costs a lot of money as well. So...
Yeah.
No, I think he'll probably be on the naughty list more than the nice list Harry Kane. But it's a close call. It's a close call. Anymore?
I mean, have a think, Jordan. So outside of the kind of big clubs, there have been some heroes this season from an FPL perspective who've been coming in scoring big points from clubs that you wouldn't necessarily expect to have done so well.
Yeah. Is there anyone from Burnley who'd be on the nice list who's really delivered?
Me's on there.
Me's on there already.
McNeil, maybe. Pope.
Pope
from
an
FPL perspective, so many people have got Pope as their goalie. I mean, Luke's still got Pope, hasn't he?
I think so, yeah, because he's only like 4.7 million. I've got Patricio in, who's like 5.2, and I think Wolves are only a handful of positions ahead of Burnley in the league.
If you've put in United, the whole United team on your naughty list, what about the whole Sheffield United team on that good list?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've got to.
Good shouts.
No one would have expected that, would they? I mean, coming up from the Championship with them, Villa coming up with them last season, you know, you always have that one team, don't you? Rich, I remember you saying it. You always have that one team who come and take the Premier League by storm.
Yeah.
And I was so hoping it would be Villa. Super Jackie Grealish coming into form. John McGinn. Yeah. Tyrone Mings at the back. And then Sheffield have just... I mean, where are they in the table now?
Coming
into Christmas.
Are they fifth?
I think it's
fifth. Unbelievable.
Maybe, I might be wrong, but I think it was fifth on Saturday night.
I think you're right. And let me double check
they've
it.
Have they got the second best defensive record in the league? I think Leicester are first. They're second and Liverpool are third.
And they've not lost an away game. Might be wrong there.
You know, so...
Had one of the best defensive
full
records
stats
away in the league.
They are fifth at the moment. Yeah. They've won 7, drawn 7, lost 4.
Oh.
But yeah, they're on 28 points, so they're above Wolves, Tottenham, Man United. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable, isn't it?
It's, I mean, the midfield, Just to go to Moussa, who couldn't get a kick at Bournemouth, who are a mid-table team every season, has turned into like this unbelievable striker who just pops up left, right and centre. There was a chance at the weekend where he ran past like three players and had a pop at goal, didn't go in, but he just skipped past three players. I was like, is this really Lees Moussa, the guy who couldn't get in ahead of Josh King at Bournemouth? Like, it's mad to see how well they've done.
What is it, Jordan? Like, is it the manager? Is it the team? Is it like, are they completely opposite to United in every single way?
I think it's the manager, isn't it? He was loved when he was in the lower leagues a few years back. He's worked his way up. I know he's good mates with Sean Dyche as well, apparently. They kind of did the badges together. But I think it's just the manager. He's having this great first season with him and all the players love him.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, you might not remember, but do you remember, we're talking a good few years ago now, probably 8-9 years ago, when Hull were in the Premier League. And I think they went, who did the ad, what were he called?
Phil Brown. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think their first season or their second season, I think they got to like third or second, which a lot of people thought Leicester would do in 2016 and they'd fall off. But they're just having, I think they're just playing for the manager. It's great to see It's great to see players who love the manager and want to play for him as well.
I think because he's like a local boy as well. He's from Sheffield. I think he's a Sheffield United fan as well, Wilder. But that whole team, remember they had that Giovanni?
Yeah.
A little like 5'5" striker and he used to score worldies left, right and centre. This Brazilian who'd just gone to Hull. This was like 2010, 2009.
Come to think of it, there's always a team like that. And Sheffield are that team this year. Do you not remember A.D. Boothroyd did it with Watford as well? Years ago, they were like, they came up from the playoffs.
They had Ashley Young.
And they were flying.
Who'd just come through as a youngster there as well. Yeah, I remember that. Last year we had Wolves as well.
Like, of course,
There's a team every year who come up and take the league by surprise.
Burnley finishing seventh.
So, doing well.
I think it is, though, Ben. I think it's the Wilder. I think they just love him, and I think he's the secret behind it. And they play some decent football as well.
Yeah, they do. All of a sudden, Lundstrom, who's meant to be like a centre back or centre mid, just turns into like an out winger.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't he be a decent player in your?
Oh my god, he's the one who. Yeah, everyone, like, I've benched him twice this season.
Oh right,
and I've had both of those times he scored. And it is so basically, on the game, they got him wrong. So this is kind of another great thing about FPL, is it's not always quite right. So they've categorised him as a defender, when obviously he's not a defender. But defenders score more points for scoring goals than the midfielders or attackers do. So Lord Lundstrom, we've given him the title. Well, he's been Sir Johnny for a while, but Lord Lundstrom, because from an FPL perspective, well, I mean, from a footballing perspective, he's had a great season. But he's so cheap, yet everyone's got to have him in their team because he's just unstoppable.
Yeah, and like, he's owned by 50% of the players in the game.
50%?
You can't not have him in your team.
I'm looking at my
surprised at that
team here, and he's got Lundstrom in as well.
Yeah, so, you need to have him in. Well, he scored the highest points this season, sadly to say, was against Burnley when he got two goals against Hughes. And obviously he's a defender and he's played as a winger in that game. So he got 21 points in one game just for goals.
That was the game where I left him on the bench, and then I needed, because there's another rule in FPL, whereas if one of your players doesn't, so if you got your kind of starting 11, if one of them doesn't play, then your first substitute comes off the bench and you get their points instead. So I've got Lundstrom as first substitute on. Otamendi has not played for City. In the 94th minute, Pep brings on Otamendi for no reason whatsoever. No reason.
And how many points did you get?
I lost 21 points because of that. Unbelievable. Never bench Sir Johnny Lundstrom.
Agonising. Yeah. All right, well, I think that pretty much sums up our naughty and nice list, does it? Or is there any more you want to add?
No, I was going to pull out some individual Sheffield United players, but I like Jordan just putting all of them on. I think they all deserve it. So, let's go with that.
Good shout.
Especially after the goalkeeper assist from Henderson as well. Just the whole team's amazing.
Fair play, Sheffield United.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at TripleCaptain3.
Okay, so should we preview the Boxing Day fixtures and get a few predictions from you, Jordan? We won't preview every game. We'll just get a few score predictions from some of the fixtures over the next few days.
Every game available on Prime, on Boxing Day, of course.
Which, it's so typical of a fickle football fan. So we played the other week, and it was a 8:15 kickoff, and I went on. My mind's gone blank. It was at the turf, and we're all going,
bloody 8:15 kickoff. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it was Amazon Prime, and the ref had to wait for the TV to give him the call.
You kidding me?
No, honestly, oh the ref had God. To, because we were like, what's the delay? And they had to wait for the last game to finish for it to start. Who was it against? Where have I gone?
Who did he play?
Yeah, it was Man City. We got battered 4-1. And we were all going, oh, didn't get home, we're going to get kids in bed and all that kind of thing. And then we found out Amazon Prime was showing every game on Boxing Day. Me and my brother were like, oh, it's sick that. Yeah, so much. Yeah. But then you've got to think, and it's great for me because, again, we couldn't get tickets because we were away at Everton. Are you going on?
Yeah, I'm going to go, yeah.
So we couldn't get tickets, so it's good for that. But then aren't Liverpool playing Leicester?
Yeah, 8:00 the big game, kickoff, yeah.
And there's no trains or transport because it's Boxing Day.
It's so annoying.
So they're gonna. All Liverpool fans are gonna have to drive. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I mean, there's not too many long distance ones. Remember a few years ago they had Southampton beat Newcastle, and I was like, just because they know the Newcastle fans will go anywhere in the country. If you gave them a game in like South Africa on Boxing Day, the Geordies would sell out there. Like always.
So I mean, we're playing you for the second year in a.
On Boxing Day this time at Goodison though.
You know what? I've never thought of that. I'm looking at the fixtures and you're right, they're not actually...
Oh, they do it on purpose. Yeah,
I never knew they did that.
I found that out a few years ago, Ben. Yeah, they do, because obviously the players have got to get home, it's family time.
Yeah, exactly.
It is great, everyone would want to be a footballer, everyone, but Christmas is just a write-off for footballers, isn't it?
100%. See the video of Jordan Pickford at the darts the other day, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Pickford down in pints at the darts. Christmas.
So the big games, predictions.
Let's start with the biggest game, Everton v Burnley. Seeing as I'm an Everton fan, you're a Burnley fan. Makes sense to start on that, I think.
I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good bet.
A 1-0 draw.
This is the first match in charge for our new manager, though.
Yeah.
And we might have a bit of a bounce.
It's a good appointment, that, I think, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've no idea we've managed to get Ancelotti. He's won so many...
Well, we were worried that you'd come sniffing for Dyche, but it seems like no other teams like him.
I don't know what it is. We always get rumoured with Dyche, and then it never comes off. It's the same with Eddie Howe at Bournemouth as well. They never seem to...
They're always linked with other clubs.
It's like they don't trust them in some way, even though they get their teams playing very good football. I don't know. It's a hard one to gauge. But yeah, so you're going 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I'll go 1-1 draw. You got Leicester-Liverpool, which probably had a big game, isn't it?
That is a massive game.
That's first the and second. Leicester are second, aren't they, in the league at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Lost to Man City.
Yeah. Leicester-Liverpool, I'll say 2-1 to Liverpool.
You think? I think Leicester might do them, you know.
I mean, they are looking good at the King Power, aren't they?
Mm. And, you know, I suppose they... I mean, well, do they come back from something like winning the Club World Cup kind of invigorated and ready to storm the league again, or will they be a bit knackered? And
knackered.
I don't know.
But Liverpool tend to get through these, like, knackered periods. Like, Mane at the Africa Cup of Nations just... I think they'd win the leagues, the Cup of Nations, Senegal. I think they won it. And Mane was like their standout player, and he just carried on playing, and then he played through like the World Cup and didn't have a break there or anything like that. He just seems to keep on going. I think it's just like this fitness levels which Klopp has been able to like instill in his Liverpool team. So I reckon he could be on something with a 2-1 result there. Salah, that's who I'm investing in this week. Hopefully he'll return in this game. Yeah.
In terms of this week's fixtures then, so because we have actually got two game weeks in one. But just to finish off the Boxing Day ones, Friday the 27th of December, Wolves versus Man City is going to be a tasty fixture.
At Molineux.
What do you think about that one? At the Molineux, yeah.
Ooh, do you know what?
Just thinking about it.
I'm going to get off the fence and I'm going to say I'll go for Wolves 3-1. Not 3-1. Not 3-1. Hang on. I'll go for Wolves 2-1.
Okay.
Great. I would love to see that result.
All right, well, that just about brings us to the end of your Game Week 19 preview. Thanks, Jordan, for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Probably the worst guest in the history of your podcast.
It's great. I don't think
absolutely not.
I don't think there's ever been an FPL podcast that's covered Burnley so much, and there's definitely not been a podcast in FPL that's had as much Ben Mee love.
Or someone that's been on that hasn't got an FPL.
Well,
you know, actually, you're our second guest without. We had Pete Donaldson last week, and he hasn't touched his, I don't think, since the start of the season.
Okay.
He made his team. Well, hopefully, this inspires you to make a team for next season.
Yeah.
And you'll have to come on next year and let us know how you're getting on with your team.
I totally get it. I admire it. It's loved. And even at work, people are like, join the league, and I just know.
Yeah.
Over the past few years, it's just gone
huge.
Well,
hasn't it?
It's kind of taken over my life, Ben's life, Ben's missus' life. it's taken over everything. So yeah. Well, yeah, nice one for coming on.
Thanks so much. Really nice to meet you.
You've been listening to Triple Captain from Sound Rebel, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please rate and review us to help more people discover this podcast. And follow at Triple Captain 3 on Instagram and Twitter. Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.